is a lifestyle.
Let's take this and let's actually make the companies this specific house. What house do we think Titleist is?
Slytherin. Of course you would. Think of your average Titleist.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
saying.
I've
worked too many demo days. It's Slytherin 1,000%. Welcome back to episode 67 of the Loggerhead Golf Podcast. Little weekend recap of the FedEx Cup. Was a fun Sunday to watch until it wasn't for everybody else.
There was golf on this weekend?
Yeah.
It's football season.
I said, what else was happening this weekend?
Well, no, there was Scottie Scheffler, and then there was golf.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, obviously, unless you're under a rock, Scottie Scheffler wiped the floor this season.
I mean, he capped off one of the greatest tour or seasons on tour in history.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, especially after the recovery, too. I mean, he went from a 7-stroke lead to 2 strokes with that shank and then triple bogey or double bogey.
He made bogey on the hole.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then, well, no, I thought he made double the hole prior, but when he was behind the tree.
No, he made bogey there, too.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
But proceeds to make 5 birdies.
It looked like he should have went double-double, but because of how good he is, he went bogey-bogey. He honestly should have parred the one where he had to chip it out from behind a tree. He hit his third shot to like 4 feet. Missed a putt.
Mm. That'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, he 7 wins this season. That's impressive.
Yep, first player since 2007 with Tiger.
What did he pocket? A little $62 million this year? Something outrageous.
I mean, last week he heard.
I think they said $5 million. I think it ended up being like $62-63 million before he's probably going to get the $10 million from the PIP, the PIP. It's just like they're throwing money around.
Yes.
So you've got that first player to do that since 07. Mm-hmm. He just capped the lowest score season in the history of the PGA Tour.
Lowest scoring average.
Yep. So that was 68.02 or something.
That's filthy.
Don't know how you get a .02.
Statistics.
Yeah.
You know, statistic, like when I looked, someone put up a list of like the amount of players that have had that have at least led one category in statistics on tour. Scottie Scheffler only led, on this list, like I would have think I would have saw Scottie Scheffler's name across the board. It was
What year was this?
This year.
No. This was the year of?
Ball striking. Year of ball striking. It's year of ball striking.
You're welcome.
And the only stat that he led was greens and regulation. Yeah,
only one that mattered, I guess.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Jake Knapp. I think that was 100% for 3-foot putts. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Would you still, given the year Scotty had, would you take his year as player of the year, or are you going to take Xander Schauffele's?
I think after.
I'm going back on what I said. I think Xander was right in the right position to win this week, and he didn't get it done. Mm. Scotty
in the comments
got it done.
I think there's no doubt Scotty's a player of the year this year.
It's the PGA Tour player of the year.
Correct.
If the Jack Nicklaus Award was like a global award, mm-hmm. I would have given it to Xander. Since it's the PGA Tour player of the year, Xander technically didn't win a PGA Tour event.
Yeah, I mean, his 2 wins were arguably...
were majors.
Majors.
So, again, if Scotty did not win this week, if Colin Morikawa beat Scotty... Xander's player of the year.
Do you think Sahith gives Scotty a run if he doesn't get that 2-stroke penalty?
No, because he's lost by 3.
Yeah, I'm saying
it,
math.
Does he give him a run? Because that happened day 2.
No, that day 3.
Day That's 3. Yeah.
No. I mean, Colin Morikawa said it best. Signed up for the gross division, forgot to sign up for the Nets. I mean, Colin Morikawa won the tournament.
Oh, yeah, he shot the lowest score for the 4 rounds.
Scotty would have finished
third. Scotty still finished 20 under par for 4 rounds. Yeah. It's not like he,
They blitzed this new golf course.
Yeah.
I mean, they were supposed to.
The hardest hole on the course that played 1 over last year played 36 under this year.
Well, yeah. That's a hole 18, though. I mean, hole number 8, they moved up and made it basically a drivable par.
Yeah,
four.
They wanted it to be kind of like how Quail or like how Quail Hollow has 14.
Yeah,
someone ripped a 62 yesterday.
Oh, I mean, they tore that golf course apart. You get like what they ended up. They took a ton of trees down, which like visually is awesome. Like,
the golf course looked great.
It looked great, but when you take trees down and your rough's not that long, It doesn't matter how right. long the golf course is. These guys are going to tear it up.
I say it honestly. I think from the golf course looked like it was more fun to play compared to its
previous. It was way version. Better visually on, yeah. on TV for sure.
Yeah, I think as that golf course grows in and matures a little bit more with the new greens, yeah. those scores might get very low at that yeah. golf tournament.
And that's where I say, like, going back to player of the year, I mean, when you hear Scottie Scheffler average 68, that's player of the year material. Yeah. So, okay. I mean,
that's wild.
I know. I mean, but he deserves it. I'm glad rounds. He pulled it out because I've been saying for the last 3 weeks, no one deserves to win this, the FedEx Cup other than Scottie Scheffler.
Correct.
I wonder how many rounds he had over par.
Not many.
I think Scottie only had, like, four.
One?
No, he had multiple. He had multiple.
I know there at one point there was it was he hadn't had a round over 70 in like
yeah I remember that and he broke yeah. that yeah that
was Xander Schauffele also has still never shot over par at East Lake.
Yeah, well, horses for courses, right?
I know.
So kind of talking about FedEx Cup and saying that Scotty should have always been the one to win. How do we feel about the FedEx Cup playoffs?
They got it. It's not a playoff. There's nothing playoff about it. They need to change it. It needs to happen.
I guess we're probably
this week
say
sucked. No one watched
specifically
it.
Specifically
to the no one watched it. The golf course, I hate to say this, the golf course for the tournament was boring.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't wait for the ratings to come out because it's going to be terrible because it's the first weekend of college football. And college football is getting smart. There was games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah. Monday. Yeah. So I mean, why is the tour making it hard? Also, finishing in August in Atlanta just doesn't feel right, especially when you have peak golf season up north.
Right.
I don't know why.
That's
well, nice. That's it's north the reason of this why table.
Checks out.
Yeah, 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 north of Raleigh, as yeah. Breck would say. Yeah, right.
Basically.
Yeah.
the reason why I said East Lake is because of the deal with Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coca-Cola yeah. and FedEx.
I don't know. After we've now had how many seasons of FedEx Cup playoffs?
I think this is the fourth.
No. It's a FedEx Cup playoffs. It's been going for...
Oh, it's been going on since 2008, I think.
Okay, so like 12, 16 years, something like that. We've got...
This is the third format of it now.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
16 years. Math.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the original format where the tour championship was still just a regular
event, just event. Additional points.
Just you got heightened additional points, and then whoever had the most points at the end of the
like
year,
like the first two events of the playoffs this
correct,
year,
correct, won the FedEx Cup, right?
Hence why you had a year where Tiger won the tournament, Rory won the FedEx
now, Cup. Now, there were some odd years where a guy won the tour championship, but had such a didn't have a good enough season the whole season, didn't win the FedEx Cup, somebody else did. Mm-hmm. And that was a little
that
odd.
That almost
awkward,
happened this week,
but. To be honest, hindsight being 2020, maybe that was a better format.
Because then you had the Wyndham Rewards after that, and then that got into a mess because you could take a guy who's barely did enough to get to the Wyndham Championship, wins that event, and then he's projected first for the season.
That was Lucas Glover last year.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, because Lucas Glover won, which like he backed it up at winning a playoff event.
Yeah, winning the first playoff event.
Right? But, I mean, it comes down to like the tour, and I know Colin Morikawa wishes he won.
Yeah.
For 25 million reasons. But that being said, the guys that finished second, third, and fourth in the FedEx Cup didn't combine for zero wins this year.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and you try to equate what's going on in the golf world to other sports and you can't really do it. Cause I'm sitting here, I'm like, how does this equate to like NFL playoffs? It's like, well, the great thing about NFL playoffs is that, I mean, it's not great for Patriots fans, but you had an 8-8 New York Giants win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because there's divisions, things like that, and golf needs to do something to where still the guy like Xander has a shot to win, but like call it the FedEx Cup tour like season finale and rotate venues, like they have to do something different. Like I think the cream will always rise to the top. I feel like they could have changed the format, and Scottie Scheffler still would have probably won. Like
oh,
some
yeah,
way or one
correct,
another.
This year,
it has to be match play. I'm sorry, it just has to be match play.
I think match play would be really cool at East Lake too.
Yeah, I mean, it promotes scoring.
Yeah, for that scoring, that kind of final. But I don't know. Kind of, if I were comparing the different formats that we've had in the FedEx Cup playoffs, and the reason why we've ended up with this handicapped field. You know, with the start, a staggered start, basically. based off of points leading up to the Tour Championship was because it kind of streamlined the order, right? For the average viewer, you could watch and see, okay, Scotty Scheffler's 10 under par, Rory McIlroy's 8 under par, Scotty Scheffler is leading in the FedEx Cup, you know, and it makes it a little bit more streamlined. But have we lost some of the competition by trying to streamline it that way? And I feel like, yeah, like that golf tournament at Tour.
It was not a tournament.
At Eastlake was not a tournament. Yeah, it was. I don't even know what you'd call it.
No.
Because Scotty Scheffler won the golf tournament, but didn't shoot the lowest score.
And that's what they're doing. They're doing the Formula One grid analogy.
You know, and, right? I think like, it would be like, much better.
It just doesn't work in golf.
Just call Colin Morikawa the Tour champion. And Scotty Scheffler was a win in the FedEx Cup. He gets the bonus pool for the FedEx Cup, and Colin Morikawa
have a regular season title.
But yeah, you could do that too. But I mean,
and then that's do a the point. Then do a yeah.
I'm just talking about Tour Championships format. Yeah.
They got a it doesn't work. It's not working. I mean, this is the first year that it technically worked in the eyes of like the lead guy won.
Yeah.
I mean, Scottie Scheffler has come into the FedEx Cup first the last 3 years.
Well, newsflash.
And this was when his first win.
You give a guy averaging 68 scoring average.
Two shots.
A two-shot lead starting a golf tournament. He probably going to win. Yeah. It's going to be hard to beat him.
Yeah. I don't know. He's proved the last 2 years that that wasn't the case. Now, compared to this year.
Yeah.
Where it's been
he's
unreal.
He's a different player this year. It's
Tiger year, essentially. I don't know. It doesn't work. Something needs to change. I think the venue needs to change. I think East Lake's just kind of
I don't know.
Gone with the times.
So I wanted to pull it up so I was at least halfway educated, not just my personal opinion. The problem with the Colin
Moore opinion.
Yeah, it's my opinion. Whatever.
But halfway educated.
Yeah. The problem that I have with Colin Morikawa's comment is, did he tee up a ball this year?
Yes.
So when he teed it up at the first event, he knew the format for the FedEx playoffs.
Correct.
So he knew that before he teed up one ball this season.
All of them did.
Okay. All right. So at the start of the year, you know, obviously the century, which doesn't really matter. He tied fifth. But then
Well, that's an elevated event.
I was going to say, well, hey, does it really matter?
Yeah, hey, Chris Kirk won it.
Where was he at Eastlake? Oh, sorry.
He was there. He was there. Like deadline.
But then he goes, miss cut, T14th, T19th, miss cut, 45th, 75th, T3, 9th, 16th, 4th, 4th, 2nd, 14th, 13th, 22nd, 28th, and then 2nd last week. So once he fired his old coach, got his old coach, or fired his new coach, got his old coach back, he started trending in the right direction. Scotty's season essentially never left the top 10 of the leaderboard.
Well, yeah, both players had totally different seasons.
So yes. For him to be making this big stink about, well, I deserve this, he made the big stink after taking a $12.5 million paycheck plus tournament earnings.
Yes.
So I don't understand his viewpoint on
it. I don't think
it.
He's saying he should be the FedEx Cup champion. He's saying he should be the Tour Championship winner.
Because he was the most under par this week.
He won the golf
tournament. But not with the format that he agreed to play.
I get what you're saying, yeah, 100%.
We all agree that the format for the Tour Championship don't work.
Correct.
Right?
It doesn't. But when he teed up in January, he knew what he was playing for.
Correct.
So if he would have played better at the start of the season and not missed all those cuts and outside top 40 finishes.
Now, there's a bunch of ifs and buts, but
correct.
It's the hand we're dealt now.
When I think of Eastlake, I think of Bill Haas hitting the ball out of the water. I think of
that's the first thing I think of.
I think of Henrik Stenson holing out in front of number 9. Jordan Spieth on number 9 hitting it to like a foot to, or what used to be 18, hitting it to a foot to win the FedEx Cup. Like I think of the scene of Tiger winning for the first time.
Yeah, in his
or sorry, second or, win, third or sorry, sorry, not first time, but I think of Tiger winning. After winning the Masters earlier that year, because he won the actual tournament, didn't he?
No, 2019? He won Eastlake and then he won That's Eastlake right. it in, was, 18, yeah, in 18 and then won the Masters
correct.
In 2019.
But like you had Tiger and Rory walking up the fairway. Rory's the guy getting the $14 million at that time.
Yeah.
Tiger's one winning the tournament in like the scenes of the crowd, and then you see this year. And it just proves that it's just not there. Like the tournament atmosphere is not there. The players aren't really bringing the energy either. And I get that they're not – like, I hate when people think golfers are entertainers. They're not.
No. I mean, like I say, the handicapped field thing doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, the guy's in 30th place, starting 10, 12 shots back to Scotty Scheffler. He's like, I'm just going to go out here and play 4 rounds of golf and collect my bonus check because I got no chance of winning.
Yeah. And I know the ratings get skewed because there's, you know, so many bars and stuff that just put it on to put it on and things like that. But, like, that Creator Classic they did on Wednesday probably had more initial views for 3 hours than the actual tournament did. Yeah, so definitely. It's like, I'm
who knows?
And again, it kind of leads in because you got Liv having their individual championship this week, and you don't hear anything about that. Mm-hmm. Just golf's not in a good spot right now.
It's not golf time of year anymore.
That's so ridiculous because we're getting into peak golf season.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was 72 degrees out here today.
I say the
like,
other thing like this about, morning. Like, you know, the other thing about the way the season ends as well, too, is you got your world number one golfer who's had the greatest season of arguably one of the top probably two or three greatest seasons of all time. We're going to see him at President's Cup.
And then the Hero.
And the Hero. And then 2025.
We're going to see him in one real tournament. We're not going to see him in a single real tournament.
No.
The rest of the year. Which is great for him.
Yeah, good for
him. Because he has time to be a dad.
So come 2025, it's going to be like Scotty who? Also, we'll still know who Scotty Scheffler is.
I don't get how the PGA, like, it just makes absolutely zero sense the PGA Tour ends in August.
Yeah.
I'm actually a fan of the fact that, like, the fall series doesn't really mean anything for 2025. Like, it doesn't count towards points for 2025 season.
Does it not anymore?
No. They started that last year. The wins kind of help improve your current status, but
okay, that's what it
your
was,
finishes yeah. help improve your status, but it doesn't give you FedEx Cup points.
No.
Things like that. So it's like if you're going to have these fall events, they got to figure out a way to at least drag it into October somehow, some way. We don't have a major championship in the way now. So what's the difference?
I don't know.
And that leads us in because now what are we only thing we have to look forward to? The President's Cup. Do we really have something to look forward to, though, is the question.
It's debatable. We'll find out. You know, the history doesn't really show us that there's going to be
anything worth watching.
I say, well, I mean, not that it won't be worth watching, but there ain't going to be a lot of competition, right? There's about a 99% chance Team USA is going to win.
I have only watched one President's Cup, and that's because of where they were playing.
Which one was that one?
Royal Melbourne.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a good one.
And it's because it's, well, arguably the greatest golf course in the world, but it's...
Hot take.
And
I mean, there's a lot of people that would agree to that.
Yeah.
Probably not on our side of the pond.
But. No, but great style of golf, I should say. Yeah. But it comes down to the fact of, like, they're going to make their captain's picks today. And you look at the two teams, and it's like, yeah, the first six guys make sense while they're in. And then after six, it's like, does it matter who they pick at this point?
Who
would think
going to be captain's picks?
Well, I'll go down the list to tell you. Mm. So the current six for the international, Hideki, Sungjae. Sungjae had a great week. Adam Scott's been playing well. Tom Kim, Jason Day, Ben Ann. Okay. Then 7th through 12th. I'll just go 7th through 14th, actually. Corey Connors, Cam Davis, Minwoo Lee, Christian Bezuidenhout, Taylor Pendrith, Nick Taylor, Adam Hadwin.
I think if I were Mike Weir, I'd probably pick every Canadian out of that list.
I don't think you can. They're too far back. You're gonna pick a Canadian over Minwoo Lee and Cam Davis? Cam Davis has a tour win this year.
How many picks does he get to make?
Six,
right?
Yeah, six. I mean, so you're thinking he's going to – I know Corey Connors is going to get taken, yeah. Probably Nick Taylor.
Yeah.
Well, Christian's putting unbelievably right now, too. So he's been trending really good.
Yeah, he made it to the tour championship. So, like, and that's a thing, right? Like, even theirs isn't, like, guaranteed who they can take because all those guys can kind of bunch in. They've played the same style. Like, there's not clear, you know, you can't clearly say these three are better than the other three.
Right.
You're like, I can't really go wrong either way. Then you go to the U.S. side. Scotty, Xander, Colin, Wyndham Clark, Patrick Cantlay, Thigala. Thigala got a huge bump.
Mm-hmm.
Sahith.
You guys know my take on Patrick Cantlay. But.
Then you got Sam Burns, Tony Finau, Russell Henley, Keegan Bradley, Brian Harmon, Max Homa.
I'm not picking Brian Harmon, Jesus.
Well, Sam Burns is pretty secured on that team.
I think Sam Burns and Russell Henley are secured.
Yeah.
Especially how Russell Henley played this week.
Yeah.
He's too good of a putter to leave him off.
He's just too good of a player, period.
No.
You got to pick Keegan. Even though
you
his advice.
To.
I think so, too.
Yeah, you got to.
I mean, if they dupe him again, I mean, I know they made him a vice captain for this thing, but he's playing unbelievable
golf right now. I think Keegan would make the event more serious than it is.
Yeah, because he has that passion for the team atmosphere. For sure.
But also, too, I think it would be, for Team USA's perspective, a good chance to give Keegan Bradley experience competing with who's going to be a large part of his Ryder Cup team and see how they play.
Like, send him out with Scheffler.
I think looking at the list now, they're 100% going to get Max Homa back on the team.
Probably so.
Since he's sitting at 12th. They're going to – I think Brian Harmon and Tony – like, Brian Harmon's going to be the easy one out, and I think that's probably going to put Akshay in.
I think
Akshay is probably going to come in from the 14th spot. Now, here's the question. Do they get spicy and leave Finau off the team? I think they can.
With his putting, I would definitely – I mean, he's had an okay season, but his putting this telling seems
typically
terrible.
Plays well in a team events.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, watching him at Quail, though, like I went to the President's Cup at Quail, what was it, last year or the year before? I mean, it was just – and I like Tony Finau, but he's about as flat as a pancake as far as energy goes. Mm. I mean, it was bad.
I mean, and that's the thing. It's – because these events are actually entertainment.
Yeah.
Right?
These are the entertaining
events. Like, these are the entertaining events. These guys are not getting paid a single dime. Part of me thinks they're probably just going to go down the list from where it is just because they're like, hey, that's how the points ended up. Who cares? Like, you guys should still beat the international team. But I wouldn't mind seeing a new face on the team. That's why I think Akshay.
I would like to see Akshay out there.
You know, but
shoot, send Lydia Ko out.
I mean, in
for the international
team. She's the only international.
Hear me out. Honestly, Justin Thomas has had a pretty decent season.
Yeah,
he played really well at the FedEx Cup this week. He started 30th, finished like 14th. Right, so that means he had to play pretty decent given the handicaps.
Yeah,
and who's to say, you know, one of these guys gets booted out and they move Justin Thomas? I think he's probably what, in like 17th, 18th. It doesn't tell me right
now.
Does
Keegan pick Thomas?
Wouldn't
that be a turntable of it?
Well, you know what's funny is 19th. Supposedly Justin Thomas is on the Ryder Cup board, which I don't understand how, but that's a different conversation. But I mean, you know, and that's the thing. It's like when we talk about this, does the President's Cup really matter? To the PGA Tour, it does, because the PGA Tour, of course, is trying to piggyback off of what the PGA of America did with the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
So, answer to me, would probably say no. But
obviously, they make enough money off of it to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the international team has done a great job rebranding themselves the past few. I mean, they changed their logo. They were right there.
Yeah.
And then for Tiger to not be involved, I also think that's a little bit of a dud on the PGA Tour stand.
And he may still be in some way that we just don't know.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, we'll get into some show and tell.
Joe Rogan says kicking someone is more complicated than hitting a golf ball.
Okay, in a professional setting, I'd probably have to agree with this.
What do you mean a professional setting?
Get into an actual octagon with a professional fighter and try kicking him.
Yeah.
Well, you can break your leg if you don't kick someone, right?
Remember what happened with Anderson Silva? Conor McGregor.
The leg just went loop.
I'm going to say...
I will agree to disagree.
I was going to say, that we need more context with this, because my initial thought is it'd be way easier to kick somebody than to just hit a golf ball.
I mean, we can kick you under the table.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Joe Rogan's probably saying this in the form of in a professional fight.
I would say, MMA fighter, to kick another MMA fighter is probably way more difficult than for a PGA Tour level golfer to just strike a golf ball. Yes, right?
I agree.
As far as the basic functions of what these career, like professional athletes are doing.
Well,
that basic function of hitting a golf ball for a professional golfer is
easy.
Pretty easy.
You have to have a certain amount of athleticism to hit a golf ball well.
Correct. And I was going to say, take
the most athletic people in the world and look in other sports and look at their golf swings, you see the most unathletic.
You see some wild stuff.
So, right. And that's where
Charles Barkley, not going to point anything.
It's gotten a lot better. Yeah. And he still makes contact.
He still hits the golf ball. Yeah.
So, I mean,
par. The conversation's there, but we need more context.
It's an interesting.
I would have said throwing a punch, landing a punch. On another person in a professional fight setting rather than kicking.
All right, so if we took a beginner, somebody who's never kicked anybody before.
Well, what's kicking? What I mean, I can kicking can be so simple.
Let's use the context.
You're trying to drop him to the mat.
MMA. Well, I'm gonna just land
an MMA training right here. Yeah, so we'll use that context.
Just land a kick on another fighter. All right. So you take
or hitting a ball. I would say they're equal.
You think they're equal to a beginner?
I think one out of three, you're gonna get lucky.
I don't know. I feel like
I see videos of newborn. You hand a kid a club for the first time. He just sends it. Looks like Jack Nicklaus swing.
Yeah, I was gonna say for golf. I mean, well, let's put a little bit more. So, yes, you're not just making contact because, yeah, it'd be pretty easy to just make contact, but to hit a decent shot.
Whoa. I mean, so he just said hitting a ball.
I know.
That could be rolling it 3 feet. And just like landing a kick could just be my toe touching a thigh.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. There needs to be more context. We'll move on.
Need more parameters.
Yeah.
It's about as good as a politician's ad right there. He said mean things in 2004.
Did y'all hear the accent? Oh, gosh.
I sent this one.
This is wild.
Yeah.
My friend has 17 clubs in a bag, including this gapping, an 18 degree, a 19 degree, and a 20 degree.
And I bet you he thinks they all three go different distances.
But they all three go the exact same distance.
Well, they all carry 200 yards, but one rolls 5 yards further.
Yeah. Shank. Yeah. On that back setup.
This made me laugh so hard because this is what YouTube.
He has a stamp wedge, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he has the Masters Edition.
I'm not saying Odyssey. There's anything wrong with his golf clubs other than he's got too many of them and 1 degree gapping makes no sense.
He has the same golf bag.
And actually, if we put them on a loft lie machine, the chances are that all three of them are 1 degree gap are slim enough, right?
Yeah.
Good old mass production.
Yeah, I would have to say that this is definitely a shank. I mean, golf is so mental.
Yes.
And unfortunately, my man, you probably need to go read Dr. Brett McCabe. Free plug for him, but some Bob Rotella books. You know, just think a little less about it.
Joe Rogan podcast?
Yeah.
Just think a little less about it.
Go kick somebody.
I'm going to kick you after to see how hard you can dodge it. When guys become golfers, they're sorted into one of these four houses like in Harry Potter.
Hey, it's back to Hogwarts, so. Perfect time to have a conversation.
Gryffindor. No, all right. Let's.
I would
let's
take out Kirkland put Ping in there. Honestly.
They're putting Kirkland in there because it's the budget brand.
Yeah. But Ping gotta be in that conversation.
No.
Yeah.
Let's take this and let's actually make the companies the specific house. What house do we think Titleist is?
Slytherin. Of course you would. Think of your average days.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I've worked too many demo days. It's Slytherin 1,000%.
Okay, what do we think Callaway is?
Hugglepuff.
Nah, I would see them being Ravenclaw, actually, because of blue. That's your Hufflepuff, and then that, I guess, is Gryffindor's what.
So I'd say TaylorMade.
These two here, I think,
can go either way.
Either way.
I think in the current...
I don't know.
I think the current atmosphere in the golf world right now, I think Titleist is Slytherin.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. To provide some context, when you work demo events, typically it's multi-vendor days back in the day before they change. And most of your Titleist guys who are on staff with Titleist definitely represent more Slytherin characteristics than anything else. It's changing.
Kyle can talk about Harry Potter all day.
Yeah, it's changing, but Jesus, that was too easy to...
Yeah. I mean,
right off.
Now that being said, I would agree, Tyler. You could probably take Kirkland out, put like the Kirkland one should just say like Maltby, Tacoma.
Direct to consumer.
Yeah, direct to consumer.
Right.
Yeah,
because if you were doing this like for real, Mizuno would have to be in there because there's a cult following for that.
You probably need to group some brands together.
There should be multi brands.
I'll say Callaway and TaylorMade are the same. Titleist is definitely their own cult brand.
Yeah.
Mizuno definitely is as well. But I don't know. My golf spy always puts out good little conversation starters.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was.
I'm going to keep it fair.
Yeah.
That's the last one.
Resay the order again because I got lost.
Well, like I said, I think right now these two, you could go either way between Gryffindor and Slytherin. It depends on.
I could agree to that.
Titleist and TaylorMade. Callaway is.
It's kind of a flip of a coin there. Callaway is Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw.
And Kirkland is Hufflepuff.
Yeah. Now let's tie these brands to the character.
To the character? We'll go for it. Now you're trying to like, oh shit.
I think Taylor,
what character's
no, 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 no. I think TaylorMade's definitely like Professor, Professor Snipe.
Snape.
Snape. Sorry.
So that makes him Slytherin.
That's a good point.
So
this can go either way. Mm.
But see, well, I guess I'm looking at it from a staffer standpoint. I've never met, except for one person who's really famous right now, a TaylorMade staffer that's been an arrogant douche, with the exception of one guy.
I don't know. One guy's been pretty hard to root for the last few weeks on TaylorMade.
Yeah.
His name starts with an R.
And ends with an Ori?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because he made some comments this week. I'm just saying I know this is tying on. We should have brought this back in the Tour Championship. We're going to see some big names move to Liv this year.
Something's going to happen probably. Yeah. But.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah. Let's close it on that.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, if you guys haven't already, like and subscribe, turn on the push bell notifications, and we will catch you next time for episode 68.
I can see Draco Malfoy playing with Galloway.
Actually, probably.